need to bring those lines, you know, down and issue them, issue him credit for those lines. If you could tell me how much it is so he can pay me.
Okay, first of all, I have to find the order for the disco, okay? That's what I'm doing right now.
You're doing what?
Looking for the order for the disconnect.
For those lines, Mark.
Well, I had faxed you that information the last time we talked.
Okay.
In fact, I faxed that information probably 4 or 5 times to different people, you know, showing that, you know, I had, you know, faxed you to disconnect those lines. You know, and in fact, those lines have been dead for all these months.
Yeah, but see, she's trying to find the order where it was done, so she can tell you how much credit they're going to be giving you.
Do you need the date that it was disconnected?
Mm-hmm.
The date was March 29th.
Okay, March 29th?
Yes.
Looking back in March, one moment.
Is that so, it does show it on there.
Okay, 417-521-1999?
Right.
And 2001-2002-003?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me look at that. So we're looking at May?
April, May, June, and July.
Okay,
one line.
Okay, that was April, March 29th, right?
Right.
You don't get billed for that until April.
Oh, right, okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess I was talking about the March bill, you know, or excuse me, the April bill, is rather.
Okay, so we're looking at May?
Yeah, okay, I see. What you're saying is the May bill is for the April usage.
Right.
Okay, right. You know, May, June, and July.
May, June, and July.
And I assume that, I mean, you know, I'm willing to pay this, you know. This is what's frustrating, is I keep calling you people and saying, I am willing to pay this.
Okay. I understand your frustration, sir. I show May for the recurring charges of, let's see, 106.63.
Wait, you're saying that I owe 100?
No, sir, that was what we billed you. One moment, please. I'm pulling up more information.
Dora.
Go ahead.
And Mark, I'm going to leave you for a few seconds. I have to call someone else to bring his services up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You want to stay here, sir? July is 106.63 for the recurring charges, right?
Okay.
And with the taxes added in and so forth, total is 125.82 times 3. 125.82
times 3. 377.46.
Right.
Is that the amount of the credit. The
only thing I can do, like I was telling Carmen, I'll submit the information to our billing and research department. Okay.
How much, excuse me, how much would the credit be then?
I'm sorry, go ahead again.
How much would the credit be?
Well, like I said, I would, if I do it, I have to submit it to Building and Research, and it's up to their discretion if they're going to do it.
Okay.
Or not. And it's $377.46.
That's the credit?
I'm not saying that's a credit. I'm going to submit the information.
That's the estimation.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, because I mean, I can say yes for you to you today, and then they said they might deny it. I don't know what can go on over there. That's
okay.
A whole different department altogether.
Okay, then I tell you what, Mark. Right now in my 90-day stage, it's $182.80. Go ahead and pay me $182.80.
$182.80.
Uh-huh, and we'll wait for the to review this, and if they approve this amount, then you'll be up to date.
Okay.
Okay. If not, then I'll call you back, and then I need you to pay me the difference.
Well, I'll pay you the difference when you give me a correct bill. You
right.
know, I mean, we're just agreeing to a number temporarily over the
right,
phone.
Right.
But you guys have an obligation to send me a correct bill. You know, I mean, and that is not too much to ask.
Okay, once she submits this to our billing and research, they'll go ahead and review it. It'll show up on your next invoice, which would be on August the 18th.
Okay.
Okay. By then, you should pay the account up to date.
Okay, I will send you a check for $182.80.
You don't want to give me the check over the phone, Mark?
Give you a check over the phone?
Yes, sir. It will not cost you...
Well, you know, you need to authorize you to access my checking account directly?
Well, in other words, it's just be for this particular check that you're going to be giving me? And for this amount?
Oh, you mean the check number?
Yes.
Well, the check number's at my office, and I'm not there because I don't have a telephone. I'm at home.
Can you pay me with a credit card?
I'm not going to give you people a credit card. You know, you can't seem to get a bill right. I will mail you a check the same way I have mailed you a check for 3 years. You know, I've just been waiting for you to give me a number as to what I owe, and this is the first time you've given me an amount to send you.
Okay. Mark, can you send it to my San Antonio address?
Let me see if I have that here.
I'll give it to you.
I got one that says 20855 Stone Oak Parkway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah,
yes.
And put it to my attention.
Okay.
Carmen in collections.
Yeah, I have a letter from you with
okay.
that address.
Put my name on the letter and tell them to, you know, put collections, attention, Carmen Ojeda, and this will come to me right away.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you understand why I don't want to give
sure.
you a credit
and
card, because, I mean, if you've gone this long, you know, messing this up, you know, I mean, you know, people could make a mistake and charge me thousands of dollars on that card.
No, we're not going to charge you more than what we're telling you. I was only going to charge the $182.80.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just going to send you a check. You know, I'm not
okay,
giving
what
you direct
number?
Access
you don't
to
have
anybody.
The check number there with you, right?
No, because, like I said, it's at my office.
Okay.
You know, if I were at my office and had a phone, I could give you a check number, but I'm at home.
Okay. Then we'll do it that way, Mark.
Okay.
Okay?
And my phone will be working when
okay.
I get back, right?
Hopefully, yes. I'm going to, I called them already to bring up your services.
Okay.
Okay?
I mean, you know, this has been really bad because, you see, I'm one of the candidates for United States Senate, you know, and that was the line that, you know, the reporters call me on.
Okay. We'll get
so,
it in
you know, you're really
I'm
messed
sorry.
Up big time, you know.
I'm sorry.
And I'm really disappointed because I had talked to you personally several times before about this, and this still isn't taken care of. You know, I have always been willing to pay my bill,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, I've gotten the other letters here. He threatened to shut me off, you know. I said, well, tell me how much I owe you, and I will send it to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, Mark, we'll go ahead and do that for you. So we'll be expecting your check, and you'll be expecting the services to be up.
Okay.
Okay? Dora?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
sure.
your help.
What is the callback number for you, Mark?
Well, if you get my phone services up, mm-hmm. it's 866-417-866-1222. But you have to turn the services on to call me
right.
there.
I just needed a number to input for the Billion Research Department so they can start working on this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dora, thank you very much for your assistance. And Mark, thank you for your patience. And we'll go ahead and get this resolved now.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you, both of you. Have a good day.
Okay.